bow our head and pray.
呼召人的父，我们来到你的面前。
Father who called us will come before you.
我们原本是怎么样的人，然而因着你的呼召，我们今天可以在这里敬拜你。
Because of your calling that we can come before you and worship you.
谢谢你为我们自己舍了你的生命。
We thank you for giving your life for us.
因着你喝了那个苦杯，你把福杯留给我们。
Because you took the bitter cup, you've given us the cup of blessing.
你让我们的生命不再一样。
So that our lives will no longer be the same.
你叫我们在世间跟世人有区别。
That we're different from this world.
你叫我们有出人意外的平安。
That we have a peace that surpasses all understanding.
我们今天要再一次来这里思想你给我们的恩典。
So today we're here to meditate upon all the blessings you've given us.
以及我们所当行的来纪念你。
And the things we should do to remember you.
求主你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
求主你大大的充满我们。
And fill us.
让我们明白凡有耳可听的就应当听。
So that we understand those who have ear to hear should take heed.
我们再一次求你光照。
So shine upon us.
求你充满。
And fill us.
求你与我们同在。
And be with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In this we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
上一周我们没有来聚会，所以上上周呢，我们讲的是关于福音。
Last week we were not here, but the week before, our sermon topics are on the gospel.
还有福音的好处。
And the benefit of the gospel brings.
以及我们为了得到福音的好处该做的事。
And things that we should do in order to gain that benefit.
所以上一次的讲道主要是告诉大家福音是什么，以及福音跟一个基督徒的关系是什么。Therefore,
last sermon was on gospel and the relationship with Christians.
经过两个礼拜，不晓得大家还记不记得？I
wonder if you remember anything after 2 weeks of recess.
保罗告诉我们，一个基督徒要得到福音的好处，而且要小心自己被弃绝在那个福音之外。Paul
told us that Christians must gain the benefit of the gospel and not be disqualified from it.
如果忘记了，也许回去看看你的讲道大纲，或者order一片 CD.
So you could review last sermon's outline or listen online.
因为我们都是靠福音所生的。Because
we're all born by gospel.
而上帝也把传福音这个使命交给我们。But
also, God also given us the commission to preach the gospel.
所以我们今天要来讲传福音的意义是什么。So
today we shall focus on the meaning of sharing the gospel.
我们都知道传福音是基督徒的责任。We
are all aware of the responsibility for each Christian to share the gospel.
因着这个责任，我们要让那些没有相信神的人可以相信神。So
that those who have not believed in God will come to know Him.
这样的说法其实有一些笼统。This
is in general terms.
因为传福音这件事和一个基督徒之间 如果我们这样说，好像变成一种权利义务的关系。Because
if you say it this way, it seems that sharing the gospel has become the duty of every Christian.
好像说一个信主的人一生就有一个义务，就是要去传福音。Like
the only responsibility of a Christian is to share the gospel.
好像我们要纳税一样，是一件不得不做的事情。Just
like it is the duty of every citizen to pay taxes, something that we must do.
如果你不付税，政府就要找你的麻烦。If
you don't pay taxes, someone will knock on your door.
其实弟兄姐妹，传福音不仅是神给我们的托付，是一个大使命。请听着， 传福音对一个基督徒来说还有更深一层的意义。
However, brothers and sisters, to share the gospel is not just God's expectation or a great commission. Spreading the gospel takes on deeper meaning.
上一次我们已经看见耶稣基督的福音跟我们的生活跟生命有都有关系。
Last time we already showed you that the gospel of Jesus Christ affects our lives and the way we live.
圣经上告诉我们，接受福音就是接受一个新的生命和一个新的生活方式。
Bible tells us to receive, the gospel is to receive a new life and live a new lifestyle.
那同样的，传福音这件事情对一个基督徒而言，不是不光只是去跟亲朋好友说见证，不是去参加一个福音队，不是怎么样去个人布道而已。
In the same way, for a Christian to share the gospel is not just to witness to friends or relatives or join the gospel team or do personal evangelism.
我看大家的表情，觉得这个牧师又在讲奇怪的话了。
So you may think I'm not making sense.
我希望你好好听。因为等一下你就知道这一点都不奇怪。
I hope you listen carefully and you will find out there's nothing strange about what I just said.
耶稣的门徒对耶稣有一个称呼，就是拉比。
Jesus had a title among his disciples. They call him Rabbi.
在耶稣时代有所谓的拉比。
In Jesus' time, there were people who were called Rabbi.
拉比是什么样的人呢？
Who were these rabbis?
拉比是犹太文化中训练有素的学者。
Rabbi was a well-educated Jewish scholar.
他要负责教授犹太的经典跟律法。
Who was in charge of teaching the Talmud as a Jewish law and tradition.
也是负责解释跟裁定犹太律法的人。
They also interpreted and executed Jewish law.
那在当时，如果一个人要学习犹太的律法，他必须去拜一个拉比为师。
In those days, if a person wanted to study the law, he must study under a rabbi.
而且他去拜的师这个人越有名越好。
The more famous the rabbi, the better student will be.
我们从新约里面看见保罗就是这个样子。
From the New Testament.That was so with Paul.
他是去拜一个很有权威的拉比，叫做加马列，在他的门下学习严谨的这个律法教育。
So Paul's example was thoroughly trained in the law under Gamaliel.
所以耶稣的门徒称呼耶稣拉比，这个是非常对的，因为他们是跟着耶稣学习各样道理。也是效法耶稣基督的人。
So Jesus was entitled a rabbi because the disciples studied under him and followed him.
我要请大家注意的是，在当时，如果你要学律法，你是必须主动去找一个老师的。
In those days, it was the student who took the initiative to study law under a rabbi.
今天也有类似的情况。
It's the same so today.
如果你今天要学习一个木工啊，或者学习炒煮饭，你要去拜一个师傅的。
If you want to study carpentry or be a cook, you have to find a teacher yourself.
所以各位，你有没有发现我们今天读的经文有一个地方非常独特
？So I don't know if you realize there's something unique about the scriptures we read today.
耶稣不是等人来拜他为师。他怎么样？他主动的去找他的门徒。
So instead of waiting for students to come to him, Jesus himself took the initiative to find students.
他主动去拣选人做他的门徒。
So he handpicked his disciples himself.
在加利利的海边，绝对不止这四个人而已。
By the shore of Galilee, there's more than these four people.
我相信在那边一定聚集了很多的人。有卖鱼的，有打鱼的，有买鱼的。
I'm sure there are a lot of people involved in the fishing industry along the shore of Galilee.
可是耶稣却拣选，主动的去拣选这四个人。
But Jesus only handpicked these four men.
奇怪了，是不是耶稣的名气太小了，对不对？ 他没有人知道他，没有人要跟他学。
But was it because Jesus was not well known enough, so people did not come to him?
还是耶稣所行的神迹不够厉害，大家看不上，不屑于跟他学习？
But was it because his miracles are not amazing enough, so he's not worthy to be the teacher?
当然不是。
Of course not.
各位，你从圣经里面的记载，你发现耶稣所到之处常常是跟着非常多的人。
If you remember, Jesus was always followed by a large crowd wherever he went.
大家都知道，我随便举个例子，五饼二鱼，听过吧？
So all knew the miracle of the 5 bread and 2 fish.
请问喂饱了多少人呢？
Did that satisfy how many people?
多少？
How many?
一次4000，一次5000，对不对？ 这几千人、几万人里面，没有人要跟他吗？
So people, tens of thousands people who were satisfied because of his miracles, none of them want to follow him.
你看见那个饼吃不完，那个鱼吃不完，你说耶稣这太普通了，我不想跟你学，是不是？
Was it because that miracle was so nothing unique and was not people were not amazed enough to decide to follow him?
哎，就算是。 你看耶稣行的第一个神迹，那个迦拿的婚宴，他把水变成酒，我相信都有不少人想跟他学了。
I believe even the first miracle that he performed in Cana, when he turned water into wine, afterwards I believe a lot of people were amazed enough wanted to come to learn his trick.
特别是家里开酒坊的。Especially
those winery or liquor store people.
耶稣如果要招生的话，各位，他要开好几个分校才容纳得下学生。I
believe that if Jesus wanted to start classes and enroll students, he would have drawn many and may have to open many branches in order to accommodate them all.
那么，为什么耶稣要自己出来找学生呢？
So why should Jesus himself come and pick his disciples?
如果我们仔细读19节，你就可以发现那个理由。
If you read verse 19, you will figure out the reason.
他的理由是要使人怎么样？得人如鱼。
The reason being, he wants to make them fishers of men.
你看这整段的记载，这是耶稣呼召门徒唯一的理由。
So if you read the entire passage, you'll find out this is the one and only reason why Jesus persuaded those folks to come and follow him.
就是要人得人如鱼。
That is to become fishers of men.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们被神呼召，传福音对我们来讲究竟有什么意义呢？
So what does preaching the gospel mean to us?
我们要一起来看。
Let's study it together.
得人如鱼这一句话，如果用英文讲，大家比较容易看得出来它的意义。
So to catch men like catching fish is better translated in the phrase fishers of men.
英文的翻译可以说 fishers of men.
English translation 得人如得鱼.
就好像是一个捞人的渔夫，像捞鱼那个样子去捞人。
It's like casting a net and reeled them in a large quantity of fish.
这句话我们听了可能不懂哈，我们。 我们可能会问：“哎，彼得这些人当时听到耶稣所讲的‘得人如鱼’的时候，他们到底知不知道耶稣讲的是什么？”
Well, we may wonder if Peter and the would know what Jesus meant for them to be fishers of men.
他们当然知道。
Of course, they did.
因为耶稣在呼召这些门徒之前，已经告诉人说他奉差遣。 原是为了传神国的福音。Of
course they did, because when Jesus called them to be his disciples, or before that, he already told people they were sent to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
这也是他在加利利各会堂传道的原因。That's
also the reason why he preached in all the synagogues in the land of Galilee.
所以这些人很清楚，他接受耶稣的呼召唯一的理由就是要跟耶稣一起去传。神的福音。
So these folks knew very well that to receive this calling meant to be with Jesus together and preach the gospel.
而这四个人为了这个唯一的理由，就跟随了耶稣。
So these four people followed Jesus for this very reason.
而且是放下一切，立刻跟从耶稣。
And they did it immediately, and also left everything behind.
你知道这什么意思吗？
What does that mean?
从此，他们跟耶稣基督朝夕相处，立刻改变了他们的生活。
Which means that from that point on, they spent days and nights with Jesus and changed the day, the way they lived.
他们以前是个渔夫，从早忙到晚，就是为了打鱼。
They used to be fishermen and labored days and nights to catch fish.
但是他们现在是从早到晚跟着耶稣。
From now on, they followed Jesus day and night.
为着传福音，为着学习耶稣，一天到晚跟着耶稣走。
To preach the gospel, to learn from Jesus and follow him days and night.
我常觉得，我们每一个人有众多的服事。
I frequently feel that we have all kinds of service and type of work to do in the church.
而我个人觉得，传福音是神最盼望我们做的服事。
But I feel that preaching the gospel is what God expects of us the most.
弟兄姐妹，你要有一个观念，无论你做的是什么服事，如果跟福音没有关系，其实没有太大的意义。
Brothers and sisters, you must have a concept that anywhere you serve in church, if it does not involve the gospel, it's of little value.
如果你是一个主日学的老师，你应当让弟兄姐妹更认识神。
If you are a Sunday school teacher, you ought to help brothers and sisters to know God more.
你让弟兄姐妹认识什么呢？你要让弟兄姐妹认识那个神爱世人的心。
To know the love of God for the world.
你要让这些学生愿意付出实际的行动，把福音传给人。
To eager to share the gospel to others by action.
如果你是一个创作诗歌的人，你应该借着诗歌让世人听见神的声音。
If you're a songwriter, you ought to show people God's message in the lyrics.
如果你是一个基督徒的作家，应该让人看见神的见证，一个招待都应该以服侍那些未信主的人，让他们能够得到福音为你的服侍。
A Christian writer ought to help people see the testimony of God. Sunday service greeter ought to do it for the sake of the gospel so that people can see what the gospel is all about.
因为弟兄姐妹，这是神呼召他门徒唯一的理由。
This is the only reason that God has called man to follow him and be his disciple.
我在没有信主的时候，常常去一个教会，慕道。
Before I became a Christian, I attended a church.
我其实坦白说，那个时候讲了一些什么东西，我不记得。
I can tell you, that I did not remember much about what was preached in that church.
所以你如果忘记以前听得到，我可以原谅你。
So if you forget all the sermon I gave, I will forgive you.
但是我始终记得一个人。
But I always remember one person.
就是站在门口发周报的那个招待的弟兄。
It's that person who stood in front of the church and passed out the Sunday bulletin.
他对人无比的亲切。
He was very kind to everyone.
他认得出一个陌生的脸孔。
He recognized a stranger.
所以他看我第一次来的时候，就很热情地跟我握手，欢迎我。
So he wholeheartedly welcomed me the first time he saw my face.
他可能知道我是一个还没有信主的人。
He most likely already knew that I was a non-believer.
他就为着福音的缘故，他好好的来迎接我。
So he was faithful to his job and greet me for the sake of the gospel.
所以后来这个人，我们结婚的时候找他做招待。
So He became the greeter, usher, in my wedding.
各位，你知不知道？ 捕鱼在当时是一个很兴旺的行业。
So I don't know if you recognize that fishing industry was a prosperous in those days.
第一世纪的时候，有一个非常著名的犹太历史学家叫做约瑟夫。
In the first century, there was a famous Jewish historian called Josephus.
他在他的这个历史当中记载呢。 当时加利利地区的渔业非常的兴盛。
It recorded that fishing was a thriving business in Galilee.
从加利利捕的鱼可以一直供应到耶路撒冷的需要。
The fish they caught in Galilee could meet the need from all the way to Jerusalem.
所以捕鱼在当时好像我们今天的高科技一样，高科技产业一样。
It was like the high-tech industry today.
是非常兴旺，收入很好的。
Quite flourishing and provide many high-paying jobs.
事实上，如果你看路加五章，彼得刚刚打到很多鱼。
As a matter of fact, in Luke 5, recorded Peter just had a great catch.
这个是对等的记载。
So in the parallel gospel, that of the same event in Luke 5.
换句话说，这四个人是放下了一个收入不错的职业来跟随耶稣的。
In other words, these four people had left a good occupation in order to follow Christ.
同时，你看见他们不但放下工作，也放下家庭。
They not only left behind their jobs, but also their families.
约翰跟雅各是辞别了他们的父亲，跟随了耶稣。
John and James left their father in order to follow Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，传福音是一个基督徒该做的事情。Sharing
the gospel is something a Christian ought to do.
但在这之前，弟兄姐妹，我们必须先跟随耶稣。But
before that can happen, we must follow Jesus first.
换句话说，如果我们要传福音，我们必须先接受耶稣这个来跟从我的呼召。In
other words, there's a priority. If we want to share the gospel, we must receive the calling, come to follow me from Jesus.
这一个呼召是传福音的呼召，是神给相信他的人另外一个呼召。This
is a calling to share the gospel, a calling, an extra calling that God has given to all who believe in him.
这个呼召不是要你相信他而已。This
is not a calling just to believe in him, in
这个
God.
这个呼召是进一步的呼召。But
beyond that,
神要我们有这样的决心，就是愿意跟神朝夕相处，为宣扬神的福音而跟随他。Beyond
that, a commitment to be with God and follow Him and share His gospel.
弟兄姐妹，有一句话我不知道你听过没有，福音是谁的大能？ 神的大能。Gospel
is the power of God.
这一个大能要救一切相信的，对不对？
For salvation of all who believe, right?
但是，如果我们自己跟神是远离的，是陌生的，神会不会让我们有他福音大能的能力呢？
However, if we are estranged from God, will He give us the power of salvation?
我可以肯定的告诉各位，如果我们是远离神的，如果我们是跟神陌生的，神不会把那个福音的大能放在我们里面。I
can definitely tell you, no, God will not give you that power if you're not close with Him.
所以，除非我们愿意像这些门徒一样，放下自己手中所有的，跟随耶稣，这个能力才能跟着我们。So
unless we are willing, like the disciples, leave everything we have behind and follow Jesus, God will not give us His power.
有神的同在，才有神的能力。You
must have God's presence to have God's power.
所以我们如果不做一个跟从神的人，弟兄姐妹，我们根本连传福音的能力都没有。So
without being the person who follow God, you're not going to have the power of preaching the gospel.
无论你只想让我的太太、让我的先生、让我的儿子得救，还是说你想要得到一个国家的人、几万人来信主，都一样。
It's no different if you want to have only one or two person of your loved ones to become a Christian, or you want to convert the entire nation.
最重要的，弟兄姐妹，我们必须先成为一个跟从神的人。
The foremost important is that we must become a person who follow God.
耶稣说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
Jesus said, if someone wants to be work for me, must be my follower. No matter where I go, you must go.
因为跟随神就是让我们跟神日日夜夜的住在一起。To
follow God is to spend time days and nights with him.
我们必须透过这样的委身，好让我们知道他的真理。
So we must through such commitment, learn God's truth and
好让我们可以体会神爱世人的心,
and to know, to feel his love for the world.
好让我们看见这个福音对人的需要,
to see the need of the world for the gospel.
好让我们去感受到那个传福音的负担,
to feel the burden to share the gospel.
我们可以为 福音这件事情，好好的跟神一起祷告。We
pray for the salvation of the world.
当然，你这样才能领受神福音的大能。Then
you will receive the power of God in the gospel.
只有我们跟随神，你才能去做那个 fishers of men.
Only by following God will you become a true fishers of men.
所以，当一个基督徒去向人传福音的时候，弟兄姐妹，不是出于一个基督徒的义务。Therefore,
when a Christian begins to share the gospel, it is not done as an obligation.
各位，一个凭着义务去做的事情，你甘心情愿吗？
Anything done as an obligation is not done willingly, or is it?
有多少人甘心多纳一点税的？举手，我看。
How many of you willingly pay more taxes?
每一年我们报税的时候，都是想想看，我有什么地方可以节税，少报一点，是不是？
Every year at this time, tax time, you're always trying to figure out where how you can cut your tax.
只不过因为有这样的规定，我不得不去做，对不对？
It's because there is such a duty for you, you cannot but do it.
如果政府现在加税了，你说：“哎呀，哈利路亚，赞美主，终于加税了。”
If the government raised taxes again, maybe which one of you will raise a hand and praise God for?
如果有这样反应，建议你去找我太太。
Again, if you like this, seek Mrs.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们把传福音当做一个基督徒的义务，那就惨了。
If we treat sharing gospel as an application, then trouble will come.
因为你不是甘心乐意去做的。Because
you're not doing it willingly.
可能你也不是从神那里领受的。Maybe
you never received the calling.
难怪我们有些时候觉得传福音这么难，对不对？
No matter frequently we feel sharing the gospel is hard.
因为人不是跟着耶稣。 不是听见他的呼召，你没有跟随他去做这一件事情。
Because you're not following Jesus, you're not receive or hear his calling or do it as Jesus did.
问题来了，你们会说，哎，上帝没有呼召我啊。
Then you may say, I never heard the calling from God.
神没有叫我去传福音啊。
God never told me to preach the gospel.
我请问在座的弟兄姐妹，你的父母得救了吗？
Let me ask you, your parents saved?
你的儿女们得救了吗？
Are your children saved?
你的配偶得救了吗？
Or even your spouse saved?
你的亲戚、你的朋友、你的同事、你的同学得救了吗？
Your relatives, friends, colleagues, and classmates, are they saved?
我要告诉各位, 这些还没有相信的人，就是你的呼召。
If not, then it becomes your calling.
神不是没有呼召你，弟兄姐妹，是你没有听见，或者是你听了还没有去做。
It's not that God has not called you, but God has indeed given you a calling that you have not heard or responded.
这些还没有得救的人，弟兄姐妹，都是你要下网去打的鱼。
These people who are not yet saved are the fish that you need to catch.
但是我再问你，你有鱼饵吗？
But let me ask you again.
你有船吗？
If you prepare the bait, where is your boat?
你有渔网吗？
Or the net?
你有没有力气把那个网拉上来？
Or do you have enough strength to reel in the catch?
很多时候我们说，主啊，我没有。
Frequently we have to say amid.
为什么没有？
No, we don't. Why not?
因为你还没有真正的跟随主。
Because you are not committed yet to follow Jesus.
我们现在心中的算盘还在打，我自己的得失是什么？
Maybe we're still counting our losses.
我要花一个月的时间，跟我的家人传福音。哎，不行，我还有很多的事情比这个重要。
Oh, I've spent a month sharing the gospel with my family. No, I got other things to do.
我们不敢放下自己已经有的，我们不敢相信神的话。
We're not willing to leave all we have behind, and we could not trust God's word.
你不知道神有多希望他们得救。
You do not realize how much God wants these people saved.
你不知道在神的眼光里面，这些人的灵魂对神多宝贵。
Nor do you really know how precious their souls are in God's eyes.
所以你去算我船上还有几条鱼。
Then we'll count how many fish you have left in your boat.
我们都不敢真正的放下这些去跟随主。
We dare not surrender at all in order to follow Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，彼得、约翰这些人不过是渔夫啊。
Brothers and sisters, Peter and John are but fishermen.
但是因为他们跟随了耶稣，他们成为神大大重用的人。
But because they followed Jesus, they became great vessels for God.
上帝耶稣对彼得说，我要把什么的钥匙交给你。
Jesus told Peter, what kind of key I will give it to him, to you.
知道吗？
Do you know?
天国的钥匙要给彼得。
Key to the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姐妹，他们本来是世界上那种默默无闻的小人。
There were once men of insignificance in this world.
但是因为跟从主，他们不仅成为得人如鱼的渔夫，更是得到上帝那无比荣耀冠冕的人。
However, because by following Jesus, they not only became great fishers of men, also heroes of the crown winners in heaven.
他们是在神永恒国度里得奖赏、得冠冕的英雄。
They became heroes of medals and crown winners in the kingdom of God.
难道他们从神那里得来的一切比不上他们打上来的鱼吗？
Are any of these prizes trivial comparing with the fish they might catch on earth?
你觉得你的父母、你的配偶、你的儿女这些人的灵魂比不上你现在的工作吗？
Are the souls of your parents, spouse, children less valuable than your job?
比不上你现在花在享乐上的时间吗？
Or your enjoyment.
他们不值得你好好的跟从主吗？
Are they not worthy of your following of Jesus?
所以我们要求神真的好好让我们看见自己的呼召跟使命是什么。
May God help us realize our calling, our commission.
就是要得人如鱼。
That is to be fishers of men.
求神让我们有彼得、有安德烈这些人的决心。
May God help us to have the same commitment of Peter and Andrew.
愿意以神的旨意为大，为福音摆上我们自己。
to honor God's will and to surrender ourselves for the gospel.
求神他的呼召，他的拣选在我们身上不落空。
May God's calling fall upon no deaf ears.
让我们做一个每一天都跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
Help us to be followers of Jesus daily.
传福音不仅是一个人跟随神的表现，传福音的另一个意义就是去让人得生命。
To share the gospel is not just to show that we are Jesus' followers,
but
also to, for people to receive eternal life.
各位，渔夫捞起来的是什么？
What does the fisherman catch?
不知道的举手。
Raise your hand if you don't know what they really catch.
知道为什么不说？
So why?
渔夫捞起来的是什么？
Why don't you have any response?
啊、
What do they catch?
我儿子都知道哎。
My son knows.
渔夫捞起来的是鱼，对不对？
Sure, they catch fish.
请问这些鱼的下场怎么样？
What is the ultimate result of these fish that got caught?
我今天的题目是什么？
What is today's sermon topic?
如果聪明的人从这个题目就想到答案了，对不对？
Those who many of you can derive the answer from the topic of the sermon.
这些鱼最后的下场就是死。
The end result of this is death.
而且他们终究要进人的肚子里去。
And for one way or another, they will end up be eaten by man.
生鱼片只是其中的一种方法。
Sashimi is only one way.
还有这个中国人有还有好多种的方法让他们进肚子，对不对？
Chinese have many ways to make fish tasty.
但是如果我们把神的福音给另外一个人，这个人就要被福音从这个世界里捞上来。世界是要沉沦的，本来这个人是要跟世界一起沉沦的，可是现在怎么样？被神捞起来了。这个人的下场是生还是死？告诉我。啊，生。
However, if we share the gospel with another person, this person will be pulled out of the world by the word of by God, and the world will perish, and the person will perish with it. Otherwise, but now he's pulled out of the world.And what would his end result be? To live or to die? Of course, to live.
我们都知道，当一个人接受神，就有了永远的生命。
We all know that when a person receives God, he will have eternal life.
从一个必死的、必会朽坏的生命，变成一个永活的、不朽坏的生命。
A change from a perishable life and inevitable death to everlasting and imperishable life.
这个人就进到生命泉里面。
That person then will enter into the spring of life.
我为什么讲这个？
Why do I speak on this?
难道各位不知道永生的道理吗？
You don't know about the teaching of eternal life?
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我们不敢在人的面前传讲耶稣基督的福音。
Brothers and sisters.Sisters, at times we may not be brave enough to share about Jesus with others.
也许我们怕得罪人。
Maybe we are afraid of offending someone.
也许怕人被从此在身上贴一个标签。
Maybe we're afraid to be labeled by in certain ways.
说这个人是一个宗教家，是一个布道家啊，到处去传福音。
Or we may become, in other people's eyes, religious fanatic.
也许我们怕会引起人家的反感。
Maybe we'll be detestable.
也许我们怕因为我跟他的信仰不同，就掀起了很多的争论。
Maybe we are concerned about inciting a religious debate because of different religious background.
所以有些时候，已经认识我们几十年的家人跟朋友， 还没有从我们那里听过福音。
Maybe for one reason or another, our relatives and friends for a long time still not being, still not have heard the gospel from us.
因为我们觉得把这个福音传给人是去，打扰他，是去让他不高兴，是去让他里面有挣扎。
Maybe you're afraid by sharing the gospel we're, disturbing them to cause uneasy feeling, in them.
弟兄姐妹，这是不对的。
This is not right.
正因为我们是为了他们生命的好处，正因为我们爱他们，正因为神愿意万人得救，正因为我们要为他们得永远的生命，所以我们必须去向他们传神的福音。
It's only because of their own good, and because we, the love we have for them, and the fact that God wants all saved and have eternal life, that we share the gospel with them.
这是为了他们永生的好处。
It's for their own everlasting life, or for their own good.
有一位姐妹像我们很多人一样，是在美国才信主的。
A sister like many of us became Christians after coming to the United States.
当她信了福音，跟随了耶稣以后，她的人生观、她的价值观都改变了。
Now being a follower of Jesus, she has a new view on life, a new value system.
她也开始对她家人有福音的负担。
She also developed a burden to share the gospel with her family.
于是她就趁着她妈妈到美国来的机会，跟她妈妈传福音。
So she took the opportunity and shared the gospel with her mother when she came to the United States to visit her.
在那个时候，她的妈妈跟很多不信主的人一样，不认同圣经里面的人生观、价值观。
Like many other non-believers, her mother disagreed with the lifestyle and values taught in the Bible.
两个人起了言语上的冲突。
Therefore, a quarrel ensued.
各位想想，妈妈要从中国好不容易到美国来探亲，不容易，对不对？
Just think about it. Her mother finally came after many years from afar to visit her. It's not easy.
那就应该每天好好和和气气的享受这个家庭生活，天伦之乐嘛。
They ought to spend some good time together and catch up with a long lost family life.
何苦两个人为了信仰来争论呢？来觉得你不喜欢我，我不喜欢你呢？
Why start a quarrel on religious terms, right?
我们会觉得不值得，对不对？
Not worth it.
好不容易家乡有一个亲人来，不要为这种事情吵翻天嘛。
Don't disrupt this happy occasion because of some religious belief.
可是这一位姐妹没有放弃。
But this sister did not give up.
这位妈妈后来回国了。
So after mother returned home,
这位姐妹仍然继续的为母亲信主祷告。
And the sister continued to pray for her mother.
跟她妈妈在电话里讲话的时候，也不避讳这个话题，继续跟妈妈传福音。
And still would not avoid this topic and continue to share the gospel by phone.
过了几年，这个妈妈又再一次到美国来探亲。
After a few years, her mother came to visit her again.
这一次，这个女儿变本加厉。
The sister became more, doing more effort.
这个姐妹一家就把妈妈带到一个布道会上。
And brought mother to an evangelistic meeting.
两个人把她夹着在旁边，不停地为她决志祷告。
And two people, one on each side of her, continued to pray for her.
就在这个布道会上，妈妈举手决志了。
So during that meeting, a mother was converted.
从此，这个妈妈成为一个基督徒，她得着那个不能朽坏的生命。
So、from then on, mother became a Christian and received that imperishable life.
另外还有一个姐妹，她回国探亲。
Another sister returned to China to visit her family.
她走之前就请人为她祷告，说：“我回国要把福音传给我的家人。”
Before leaving, she asked people to pray for her. Her purpose for her to go back to China is to share the gospel with her family.
所以在返乡的过程里面，她处处遇见神的恩典。
So at home, she received God's blessing everywhere she went.
各位弟兄姐妹，这两个姐妹的见证不是出于基督徒的义务。
So these two sisters' testimony is not due to they are obligated to do it.
而是出于跟随耶稣基督的下场。
But as a result of following Jesus.
我们对自己的亲人也好，对自己的朋友也好，总是盼望这些人都好。
We love to see the best for our family or friends.
总是盼望这些人可以得着福音的好处。
All hoping that they will benefit from the gospel.
这个姐妹的心就是如此。
That is so with this sister.
她盼望妈妈得着那个永远的生命。
That she was hoping that mother will receive that eternal life.
为了妈妈的好处，她必须把福音传给妈妈。
For mother's benefit, she must share with her the gospel.
虽然中间有争执，虽然中间有困难，虽然心里会失望、难过，但是我们发现，你跟从神，神的大能在你的身上，终究要使这个人得救。
Maybe it is tough to share the gospel, maybe even be threatened with quarrels mixed with disappointment and sorrow, but by God's power, the gospel will change people's heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要再以福音为耻。
So do not be ashamed of the gospel.
更不要以传福音为耻。
Nor be ashamed of sharing the gospel.
因为我们把福音传给人，是为了人得生命的好处。
Because the reason we share the gospel is so that they could receive eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，如果你爱你的亲人，如果你真的爱你的朋友，不要坐在这里，眼睁睁的看着他们沉沦。
So if you truly love your friends and relatives, do not just sit here and watch them.
你要站起来，好好的跟随神，把福音当作最好的礼物，传给那些你所爱的人。
Stand up, follow Jesus, and present the gospel as the best gift to your loved ones.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们，要做一个跟随他，并且做一个传扬福音的人。
Brothers and sisters, God called us to be a God follower.Share the gospel.
他给你的呼召就是你所爱的家人和你周边的人。
The calling he has given you is to your people around you and your family member.
你要跟着这个呼召去做一个得人如鱼的渔夫。
To be a fisher of men for those people.
帮助这些人得着生命。
Help them find.The eternal life.
所以我们都应该回应上帝给我们这一个特别的呼召，成为跟从他得人如鱼的人。
So that we should all respond to his calling and follow him to be fishers of men.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学两件事情。
So we must learn two things.
第一，我们求神让我们学习放下这一门功课。
First lesson to learn is.Surrendering all.
什么叫放下?
What is surrendering?
就是看神所看重的，而不是看人所看重的。
To surrender all is to treasure what is important to God and not what is to man.
彼得这些人能够回应神的呼召，是因为他们看重神的呼召多过于他们现在鱼里面的网，网里面的鱼。
Peter and the like.Responded to God because they care about God's calling and God's work more than their own possessions and work.
我故意的要叫醒那些打瞌睡的。
I mixed up the words deliberately so that people will fall asleep or wake up.
他们不是看人所看重的，他们看神所看重的。
They treasure what is important to God.
他们看重神的呼召、神的拣选、神的工作高于一切。
They put God's calling and God's work above everything.
所以求神让我们学到这个放下的功课。
So may God help us learn the same lesson. Surrendering.
一切都以神的心为心，一切只求神的旨意成就。
To have the same mind of God, to will the fulfillment of God's will.
盼望我们常常在神面前省察，我可以放下什么，好好的来跟随主。
So we should examine ourselves before God what we should surrender in order to follow Him wholeheartedly.
2006年，我去澳门参加世界华人福音运动大会。
In 2006, I attended COE in Macau.
那个时候有来自世界各地许多许多不同的讲员。
There are many keynote speakers from all over the world.
至今让我记忆非常深刻的一个人叫做 Rick Warren.
One person's stuck in my mind, and that is Rick Warren from Settle Church and Settleback Church in California.
他讲摩西手中的那一根杖。
And he preached on the staff in Moses' hand.
他问说，弟兄姐妹，你们现在还有什么没有为主放下的？
He asked, brothers and sisters, what else that you're holding on to and not have not surrendered all?
还有什么你没有拿起来的？
And what else have you not taken up?
我愿意用这一个例子，同样的来问大家，你还有什么没有为主放下的？
I'll use the same example to ask you today.What else have you not surrendered all?
在神的呼召里面，你还有什么没有拿起来的？
And in God's calling, what you have not picked up?
第二，我们做一个传福音的人，要求神常常把对人灵魂的负担赏给我们，并且让我们生出行动来。
Secondly, be a person who shares the gospel, we must pray that God will lay upon us the burden of people's souls and show that in our action.
如果你的父母亲还没有得救，求神把向他们传福音的负担放在你里面。
If your parents are not saved yet, pray that God will lay that burden on you.
并且求神给你机会真正去向他们传福音。
And pray that God will give you opportunities so that you could share the gospel with them.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上很多地方让我们看见传福音不是被动的在这里等人家来。
We frequently find in the Bible that sharing gospel is not something done passively waiting for people to come to you.
传福音是一个主动积极的行动。
It is an aggressive action.
耶稣为了撒玛利亚那个妇人的得救，特别绕路到那个地方去。
Jesus, in order to meet the woman from Samaria, he went out of his way to remote areas to save her soul.
保罗更是不晓得经历多少的艰辛，把福音从亚洲带到欧洲。
Paul, even more so, traveled long distance, overcame all hardship, brought gospel from Asia to Europe.
所以我们要求。
Therefore, we must ask.
我们要求这个传福音的主，我们要求他赏赐给我们传福音的机会跟行动。
So we must the Lord of the gospel to give us the opportunity for sharing the gospel.
盼望今天的信息帮助我们。
And may today's message help us.
成为一个彻彻底底跟随神呼召，愿意得人如鱼的渔夫。
Help us to be wholehearted follower of God's calling.
让我们周围的人，特别是我们所爱的，都能得着福音的好处。
So that people around us, especially our loved ones, will receive the gospel of God.
我们今天要来守圣餐。
Now we shall observe the communion.
在守圣餐之前，我们一起来读一段经文。
And we shall read a passage together.
路加福音1章78到79节。
Luke 1:78-79.
请大家看一幕，我们先读中文，再读英文。中文一起来，请。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
In English, because of the tender mercy of our God,
by which the rising sun
will
come
to
us from
heaven,
to shine on those
living
in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. 这一段话是先知撒迦利亚被圣灵充满的时候所说的。
This entire passage records the prophecy of Zechariah when he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
在这一整段的话当中， 前面都是为着他的儿子施洗约翰说的。
The entire passage, the first part, he was making a reference to his son John the Baptist.
但是在他预言的最后两句，也就是我们刚刚读到的，则是撒迦利亚对耶稣基督的预言。
But these verses we just read were the last two sentences of his prophecy that were referring to Jesus.
清晨的日光 就是基督福音的真光。
The rising sun was the true light of Jesus' gospel.
神怜悯世上的罪人， 就让他的爱子成为福音的使者。
God's mercy on sinners of the world so that he let his beloved son become the ambassador of the gospel.
拯救我们原本坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
To save us from darkness and the shadow of death.
让我们成为 拥有神平安的人，
and become people with the peace of God.
耶稣基督是福音的起头。
Jesus Christ is the origin of the gospel.
他像是照亮黑夜的晨光。
Just like the bright light at dawn.
他把人从黑暗迎接到光明当中。
It drives away darkness and brings people into the light.
从此人不再受罪和死的辖制。
So that they are no longer under the bondage of sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天能坐在这里，能进入神的家中，都是因为耶稣基督那晨光的缘故。Today
we can sit here in the house of God. It's all because Jesus, who is that morning light.
所以，当我们今天要擘饼纪念耶稣的时候，我们不仅要为这样的救恩向神感恩。So
today, as we observe communion, we not only give thanks to such salvation.
我们更要想一想刚才我们所听见他给我们的呼召，
but also take heed to his calling.
就是我们都应该成为得人的渔夫，为着他的福音来效力。
To be fishers of men and be diligent in preaching the gospel.
为着福音，为着耶稣，我们在这个黑暗的世界当中得人如鱼。
For Jesus' gospel's sake, we are fishers of men in this world afflicted with darkness.
我请大家现在在神的面前安静。
Let's have a moment of silence before God.
想想我们是如何白白的得到他的救恩。
Remember how we freely receive God's salvation.
我们每一个人为这个恩典向神感恩。
And how we should give thanks for this grace.
我更请大家想想我们周围的亲人、朋友、同学、同事。
And let us also be minded of our relatives, friends, classmates, and colleagues around us.
有些还在那黑暗的死荫里面。
Maybe they are still in darkness.
他们需要那明亮的晨光。
They're waiting for that morning light.
引导他们 进入永生，
which can lead them into the eternal life.
我要请大家想一想神给我们的呼召。
For this reason, we ask you to think about the calling that God has given us.
求神赏赐给我们 福音的行动，福音的机会。
God grant us the opportunity and the action of the gospel.
我们把福音传给他们。
That we can share with them the gospel.
这是我们今天在福音的主面前，我们纪念他。
I hope we can commemorate our Lord by this calling to share the gospel with people around us.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
在我们当中，凡是受过洗礼的，都可以领用这个饼和这个杯。若是你还不明白受洗重生得救的意义，请你暂时不要领用这个饼和杯。
If among us you are already baptized, we welcome you to partake in this communion. If you still do not truly understand the meaning of the bread and the cup, we ask you for this moment, let it pass by you.
拿到以后，我们继续在座位上省察我们里面。
Once we receive the bread and the cup, we continue to examine ourselves.
我们继续求神呼召我们。
May God continue to call us.
做一个跟随他的人。
To be his follower.
请问是不是都拿到了这个饼？
Everyone has bread.
请我们一同起立。
Let's all stand.
我们用感恩的心领受主的身体。
Let's receive the bread with a thankful heart.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
同样，请大家继续领受神在我们身上的恩典，领受神在我们身上的呼召。
Continue to meditate on the blessings, mercy that God has given us, and also continue to remember His calling.
请问是不是都拿到了这个杯？
We all have the cup.
请我们一同起立。
Let's all rise.
亲爱的父，感谢你今天给我们的话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's message.
当我们看见彼得、约翰这些人舍了一切来跟随你的时候，我们的心就激动。
Moved by the fact that Peter and the like surrendered all to follow you.
因为他们跟从你是要做一个得人的渔夫。
For they want to follow you to be the fishers of men.
谢谢你让我们周围还有许多没有信主的人。
That we see that there are many people around us not yet know you.
让我们也有这个福分，能够接受你的呼召，去得着他们。
we thank you that we have this privilege to be called by you and share the gospel with them.
因为这正是效法你自己的样式。
Because this is to imitate your son Jesus.
谢谢主与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
更谢谢主你为我们在十字架上所做的一切。
And all things you have done for us on the cross.
求你使用我们成为福音的器皿，为你效力。
So that help us to be the vessel of the gospel.
也求你祝福我们。
And bless us.
赐恩给我们。
Give us your grace.
保护我们。
Protect us.
求你的脸光照我们。
And your face shine upon us.
求你的脸扬起来帮助我们。
And lift your countenance upon us.
使我们得平安，使我们得福。
So we may receive peace and be blessed.
我们在主你自己的面前这样衷心的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起领用主的血。
Let's take the cup together.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.